B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, it's the 5 o'clock hour, the world famous 5 o'clock hour, the Mike Missinelli Show, and it is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You can take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Just call Guided and schedule a free visit, and they'll lay it all out for you. 1-877-GO-GUIDED or online at goguida.com. All right, and a lot of things happening here that we've talked about all day. One, the Sixers completing their exhibition season. Bring on the season. The Flyers with a nice exhibition debut as they win yesterday. The Eagles, the training camp is starting, but we get some bad news. Lane Johnson testing positive for COVID. Nate Gary and Jordan Mailata also affected for right now. Carson Wentz not in NFL.com's top 100 players. And the quarterbacks that were ahead of him. Listen, I could see Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. Like, they were in the top 20.
Yeah.
Jimmy G, 43.
Come on.
Cousins, 58.
Come on.
Tannehill, 68. Josh Allen, 87. Kyler Murray, 90. No Wentz in the top 100.
And Mahomes is not the top-rated quarterback.
No, he is not
the top-rated quarterback. That shows you there's some hateration.
Yeah, Mahomes is, what was he?
He was eighth. He's behind Jackson.
I missed him, so Mahomes is eighth.
And no disrespect to Jackson, but Mahomes just won the Super Bowl, and has arguably the best arm in NFL history.
How about my man? He's living my life, because he got chunked up, and he bought into the Kansas City Royals.
Smart.
Look at that.
They're saying he could have a
I guess when you get close to $500 million, you can do that.
Yep. And then bought himself a toy. Got a little Ferrari. Drove up to camp in a Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Now we're used to seeing those because Ben bought a Ferrari.
Yeah.
He waited. Ben had a Ferrari for a minute. Yes, but yeah, he bought himself a little toy. Uh-huh. So he's doing the good spending. And then some people think that car spending is bad spending. Depends on.
Here's where I think car spending is bad spending: when you have five of them. Like, to me, you don't need five of them.
You don't need five Ferrari.
You need, you roll with a sports car and you roll with a utility vehicle.
Yeah.
Because you need, that.
And it snows out there and weather.
Yeah, and that's, maybe you need a third. I don't know.
Probably need three.
Yeah, all right, so you need three.
But yeah, you don't need seven.
All right. All right, before we go back to phones, and you can get in right now, and it's General Knowledge Wednesday, presented by Tesla of North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox. When precision measurements matter, be sure with Tesla. We're giving away $300 gift cards to Nebraska Brazilian Steakhouse today. So you get a correct answer, you'll be in the running for one of those gift cards, which is very cool, at Nebraska. They're now serving full 15 Brazilian meat services. That's right, that's 15 meats with dedicated service to each table. Full details are at Nebraska.com. I am at war with the squirrel population right now.
Oh, you are? Is that, is it
now,
worse?
You guys saw my garden.
Yes.
And I was lamenting the fact that I was away the week before, and so I didn't have the dog patrolling the backyard, and I came back to find, I'm producing these big tomatoes this year. They're green, and they're not fully grown yet. These squirrels are pillaging my garden. When I came back on vacation, there were three monster tomatoes, half eaten, laid out near the garden. And I found another one yesterday.
Oh, no.
And so the dog is back on produce patrol.
Okay, that's good.
But I am desperate enough to go to the wolf urine.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, how does that, will that affect the dog at all?
I don't know. That's actually a good question. I would think the dog would stay away. The wolf urine, you can get online.
Oh.
Did you order it?
No. What I did, I made a brew. I was looking this up online. The wolf urine is my last resort. I went with a hot pepper tea.
Okay.
So I made a blend. A cayenne pepper, white vinegar, hot water, and it's got to steep for 3 to 4 days. And I have to shake it every day. You have to slice the cayennes I have 5 cayenne peppers sliced and with the seeds in this blend with the white vinegar and water. You got to shake it up every time, every moment.
Okay.
And then 5 days later, the blend is ready. And then you add a squirt of dishwashing liquid and 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil. And you put it in a spray bottle. And that's supposed to keep those little bastards away.
Where do you spray? Do you spray it on the plant?
Spray it on the plant, yeah, all over.
Okay.
The hot pepper spray, which won't... The wolf urine, I'm unsure of what that's, you know, how that's going to work out. I'm sure it will be effective because no squirrel's going to take on a wolf.
No.
They call it predator pee.
Right. I don't even know how much it is. It might be costly to wolf urine.
It looks, well, you can get it on Amazon for $30.
$30 for how much? For how much?
This would be a 12-ounce.
12 ounces?
Yeah,
that'll
12
cover,
ounces.
That'll cover your guard. Your guard is not huge.
Yeah.
You could get around with, because you're dribbling.
Yeah.
You know, around, you could get around with 12
I didn't think about how it would affect the dog. The dog doesn't go near the garden anyway, though. The dog is on patrol. Like, today, the dog patrolled for hours from this morning to, like, when I left.
Or you
She's
could get
ready.
Or you could get the pee shake and flakes.
Oh, they're flakes?
You could get the flakes, too.
How much are the flakes?
The flakes are $29 as well. So you're putting out $30.
Yeah, I'm $30. I've never had this kind of squirrel problem.
So the flakes, the pea shaken flakes, covers about 200 square feet.
Ooh, that'll see. You don't even need that. That gives
it's
you
not
multiple
like a spray.
Uses.
Yeah.
Multiple uses because you only have to cover 40 square feet.
Yeah.
So it creates the illusion that the wolf is nearby, triggers the genetic responses in both other wolves and in animals.
I may have to go there. I try the hot pepper tea first for see all these little varmints like that.
Easy to shake, spreadable flakes.
I can see a squirrel nipping on a leaf of that hot pepper tea, and like you know, a cartoon, the smoke comes out.
Yes.
You little creeps, Ed in Wilmington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed,
Mike, Natalie, Tyrone, how are all?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, squirrels are tough.
Yeah, I've never had a problem like this before, man. They're killing they're going for the big ones, too. Like, not the little cherries. They're going for the big ones. They're ripping this thing off the vine.
You might as well go to the .22 with birdshot and just start shooting
at them. Be shooting squirrels now. Come on.
Birdshot.
What am I going to do with the carcasses? Line them all up?
Hurts their rump a little. They run off.
Oh, as they run. Okay.
Yeah, because it's just little BBs, and you don't have to put...
Yeah, but I'm not going to stay in my backyard. This is happening when I'm not on the patrol.
Yeah.
Little sneaks.
Yeah, I don't think they're that easy to get rid of. But listen, Mike, flyers look great. You hit the word perfect, pace. They came back with full pace, and I thought they looked really good. And, you know, Crosby,
I was surprised that they had that much, as they say in hockey, jump.
They did.
They had a lot of jump.
All
the boys.
And there's all kinds of games on today. I like the way they look. They kind of had a look like when we went into COVID. They did not look that different from that team.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. And that's what the thing that I was concerned about, whether they can sustain that momentum. But they look good in the first game. And, of course,
and
at the end,
all
the coaches congratulating each other, AV and Lappy.
They put their backup goalie in and we put our backup goalie in, our backup goalie is better than their backup goalie, and Lawton took advantage of him with a little left-hand floater over the shoulder.
That was a nice goal.
Which is just humiliating.
Yeah.
But, Mike, you're my baseball guy that I go to, because I know you're a big fan of baseball. What did you think about the Dodgers and the Astros with
loved
the
it.
Chin music?
Loved it. You know, I love that stuff.
I
love the chin music. First of all, Kelly's kind of a nut bag anyway, and he's been with 5 teams already throwing 95, so he has terrible control, and so he figured he could get away with it. But he threw right in his head. Now, I got to give, who was the first batter he threw at? The third baseman. Bregman took it like a man, took it like a baseball player. Like, I understand, I'm an Astro, boom. He just went to first base. And then, who got involved in it? It was Correa. Correa.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, and Correa gave him a little lip back, and Kelly gave him the sad face. I like it. Yeah. So oh, Kelly got suspended. He got suspended for 8 games, Kelly. Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh no. That's harsh pun. Come on, man. You can't suspend. The Astros cheated their ass off. You have to give a little leeway of retribution.
That's why I was pulling for the Nats. I never.
Come on. You suspended him for 8 games?
Wow, man. See that?
Oh.
That's killer. I don't think I knew.
Gotta allow for a little retribution. I Dusty Baker was bellyaching about it, so maybe that influenced it.
Mike, Marlins got to go. They want to go back to that club in Atlanta. Go ahead, but they got to go.
I think that might happen. We'll see. All right, Ed, it's time for your general knowledge question, and we are in birth names quiz.
All right.
This person's birth name was Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
I have no idea.
Sherilyn Sarkeesian, as in Steve Sarkeesian, the head football coach at USC. Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No.
Sorry. Oh, Ed. You know who that is, Ed?
No.
Cher.
Oh, geez.
There it is. Sherilyn Sarkeesian.
My girl.
Is Cher. You knew that one?
I love her, yeah. She's Armenian. Yes,
that's an Armenian name,
mm-hmm.
as in Tarkanian. Yes. She was born in 1946.
Yes, she just turned...
What is she, 70?
She just turned 74.
Oh my God, she just turned
74 in, like, last month.
Wow, Sherilyn.
And shortly before the world shut down, I guess late February, she sold out the Wells Fargo Center.
I'm upset that I didn't go and see her.
Amazing performer. She has sustained it for a lot of years.
I was her for Halloween one year.
8 games. That's like 22 in 100.
8 games for Kelly.
That's way too many.
See, what did he do? He called him a little Dave Chappelle word. Dave Chappelle's favorite word.
Yeah.
He called him a little. Right. I like it. I like that kind of stuff. I love it.
I think
you messed up. Kelly played for the Red Sox, who were also affected by the Astros, and now he's with a new team. You got to allow some leeway there.
I agree. And while he clearly did it on purpose, clearly, you also have to allow for the fact that this guy broke his own window at his house. He's so bad at command.
Yeah, I think that's a fishtail.
No, there's video.
Oh, there is video?
Yes.
He
had a huge net set up in his backyard so he can throw as hard as he wants and work on all things. It would just hit the net.
Yeah.
He went wide right of the net. This net was 17, 20 strike zones, and he missed it and threw it through his own window.
That's nuclear loosh scene, man.
Yeah, he was taping his own workout, and it ended up going viral a little bit.
Oh,
yes, he
I didn't know it went viral. I heard the story, but I thought he was embellishing it.
No!
Yeah, listen, he's not that wild, that guy. I know he's walked a lot of play, but he's also a fairly effective reliefer when he's right.
Well,
that's a shame.
I thought what he did,
Dodgers.
But you know what they're doing, too? They don't want other teams to do it because they were lining up. Because a few teams came out and said it.
Well, I don't think it's going to stop it, to be honest with you.
I agree.
He's got, somebody's going to have to sacrifice a couple games. Spanky, Cobb's Creek, what's up, Spankster?
What's up, Mike?
How you doing?
Good, brother. So, listen, I don't like the way this Sixers team, something about this Sixers team don't feel right, Mike. I seen what they did in the first two exhibition games, and...
This is interesting, Spanky. So what feel right, like define what feel right means to you.
Well, all right, so they're already keeping Embiid out for precautions. I get that. Here's the key. If he ain't dominant, we're going to go out in the first round. So I know we got these 8 games for seeding and stuff like that. I don't care what seed we get. We still got to win 5 or 6. It don't matter to me. But why I just don't. They need another scorer. They need a guard. I don't like Josh Richardson. He looked like trash right now to me. I think in the offseason, I know it's thinking the forehead, but I think they got to go get a combo guard that can score and then get into the paint. I don't see that from this team. I know Ben is supposed to be that. If he come on strong, I think I like their chances, but I don't know, Mike, man.
Well, here's the way I look at it, because I half agree with you, but I don't go as far as you do. I think they're a good team, and they're going to be viable in the playoffs. I don't think they're overall good enough to beat Milwaukee, and that's the only thing that matters here, because they're going to have to play them in the second round.
You think they can beat Toronto, Mike, too? Because Toronto get them fixed.
Well, I don't have to worry about Toronto. Toronto, oh, yeah, Toronto. True. I don't know if they can beat Toronto either. I think they can. I think they have a better chance to beat Toronto than Milwaukee in the second round. Okay, I thought the only chance they had to beat Milwaukee is to get on some kind of a roll, and that's not enough time to get on a roll.
I think they can punish Boston, and I told you I said a few weeks ago, Miami kind of scared me a little bit for what they did in the regular season because of the.
Well, they're going to play Miami in the first round.
Right. And so that I don't like that matchup because it's something about Jimmy. He bring it when he come to them, but I don't think
Miami has enough to beat them. In a series.
If Embiid don't show his dominance in this series, in this playoffs, man, I'm ready to move on, Mike. And I'm going to tell you something. With Brett Brown, if they go out in the first round, I think if they go out in the second round and he gone, they can't bring somebody that's like a coach that's going to come in here and that's making his bones. They need a bona fide coach, somebody that these cats is going to listen to because I don't want somebody that's going to be making their bones. They're not going to listen to this dude. They're not. Somebody wow. like
it's all gonna, it's all going to play out because if they achieve, then you're going to be okay with the coach. Right, if they get to like if they actually get to the Eastern Conference Finals and they take the it would have to be Toronto, I guess, and they take him to seven games and like he's probably going to be back.
Yeah, again,
but if he loses, if they lose in the second round, he's not coming back.
Yeah, he's not coming back, I'm not real confident in them like going to the conference finals.
I'm not either confident because it's Milwaukee. I don't think they're a bad team. I just think Milwaukee's better.
No, I'm talking about Mike even getting to the conference finals. That's what I mean.
They have to beat Milwaukee to get to the conference finals.
Right.
I agree with you. They're not getting there.
All right,
Spank. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, Spank, Mike.
You know hockey at all?
No, hell no.
All right. because we love you here at the station. Right. I'm going to pass the hockey topic and go to things that live under the sea.
Okay.
All right. Now, where is the place that they say drowned sailors go? It's a fictional place. Drowned sailors go here under the sea.
I know this one too. I can't think of it right now.
Oh, Spank. Well, they go to Davy Jones' locker. Are you applauding that because you thought Spanky was too pessimistic?
Not even just pessimistic. He's just a quitter. He's just a quitter. He's going in with no expectations at all, protecting himself so then if they win something, he'll be excited. You can't go in before they play one regular season game and say, Embiid not dominant enough, Simmons, Shake Milton can't play. You can't say all of that and then...
Now is not the time to destroy them because they actually look decent. I'm evaluating on the Sixers, not on that they're not... Yeah, you know, they're not a good team. They're a good team. They're just not good enough to get past a better team, in my view.
And I agree. I completely agree with your point about how far they could go, depending on who they play. I'm just trying to leave the door open in case.
I
got to let it play out.
It would be an upset for them to beat Milwaukee in the second round.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they get to the third round, you know, maybe you look at the Sixers and they're playing better in Milwaukee. That's why I wanted them to stay in the sixth spot, but that's not going to happen either. And my problem is that I look at Milwaukee. They have guys that you know what you're going to get out of them.
Yep.
And that includes their bench, too. The Sixers have a bunch of guys that I go, I don't know. I mean, every guy that's coming off the bench, I can't say that I know.
Other than Horford.
Yeah, other than Horford, but I still don't really know about, you know, whether that's going to play out to the extent. You know what I'm saying? Every guy's an I don't know guy, and I hope. I look at Milwaukee, and they got, I can count on this, I count on that, I count on this.
You absolutely can. They're a better team. They're better.
Yeah.
They're better.
All right, let's go Andrew in Phoenixville. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
Mike, Ty, Ned, good afternoon.
What's up, Andrew?
Mike, I want to go pucks today, Mike. I'm all fired up, Mike. I'm all
good.
Fired up, Mike.
You saw a lot of good things in that game.
Exactly. Mike, I can ask you a question, though, Mike. I want you to give me the hierarchy in the Eastern Conference right now. Who scares you the most? To me, it's the Lightning.
I don't think there's any question it's the Lightning.
I think any other team, we got a good shot.
I agree. I think the Lightning is a stumble for them. Well, we'll see. I tell you, if they play at the level they were playing before this whole thing stopped, I think they beat the Lightning. I think you're going to see them playing the Stanley Cup Finals.
And I love the new coach. I tell you, AB can stay. I hope they give him, like, just a blank check and tell him you can stay as long as you want to stay here. This guy is, like, he's a miracle worker, Mike.
He's done a very good job.
And,
that's very strategic hire.
Yeah,
for a change.
I can't wait for Sunday. Outside of the fact we're probably going to get stuck listening to Mike Emmerich on Sunday because it's a national game, and Emmerich. I can't deal with Doc.
Oh, you don't like Emmerich?
No, I'm out.
Oh, really?
Just when he goes, hi!
And you're not, like Pierre? Yeah?
No, I'm out of that. I wish we could get JJ in the
book. You know, funny, people swear by Emmerich. Martinez doesn't like Emmerich either. He's all right. I mean, he's sing-songy. And he throws in quips.
All right, real quick about the Sixers, Mike. I'm optimistic for the playoffs. This team, like you said, the bench is a bunch of question marks. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I hear you.
It all depends on who we play. You know what I mean? I mean, like you said, Milwaukee, I think, is the death sentence. But anybody else, I think we give them a good run.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they can't avoid Milwaukee now.
Yeah.
Because they're going to beat Indiana and finish in the spot where they have to play the Heat. And they're going to get Milwaukee a second round.
Even Miami beat us 3-1 in the regular season.
Yeah, but I think the Sixers in the playoffs would be better in Miami because Embiid's playing 38. All right, man, this is your lucky day because your general knowledge question is about hockey.
I know, shoot.
All right, this is, and I'm going to test you since you're a hockey man. Hockey top 50 all-time goal scorers. This man is 12th on the list with 684 goals, primarily playing for the Anaheim Ducks. And I will give you a hint that he's a Scandinavian. He's from Finland.
Oh, man.
A very underrated hockey player as far as the dominance and the goal scoring. A Finn.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
He's got a funny first name.
Yeah. Oh, God, what's his name? It's a little guy. He's a center, right? Isn't he? Oh, my God, I can see his face. You got me.
Oh, come on, man. Timu Salani.
Loved him. I loved him and Korea. I loved that squad.
Timu Salani is a good player, man.
He was a good player.
He really was.
I remember the biggest moment from watching that team is the time where Korea got knocked unconscious on the ice, and the camera happened to be zooming in when he came to, and they let him stay in the game.
Korea was a Filipino, wasn't he?
I don't remember. He's a small guy.
I think he was Filipino.
That would make sense.
Check it out. 610-632-0975. Come down to Home Stretch. Your calls on General Knowledge Wednesday after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's time for the final Twitter poll numbers. The exciting moment at 5:30 every day on the Mike Missinelli Show. The Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. If you're looking for a new lawnmower or other outdoor power equipment, see Paul B. Moyer and Sons. They have it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown, PA. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,000 votes on today's poll. Do you have high expectations for the Sixers and Flyers as they resume their season? 77% say yes, 23% say no. So consistent all day.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, it's a postscript on Paul Kariya. I think he does have Asian in him. His father was Japanese-Canadian.
Yeah.
His father was born in a World War II internment camp in British Columbia.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. I had a teacher who was, when he was a little kid.
Internment camp?
Yeah, in America. Yeah. We did them too.
Yeah, that was a, That was a bleak part of American history.
Yeah, it probably doesn't get enough talk about Mr. Marita, the late Mr. Marita.
Yeah.
Still friends with his son, but yeah.
Yeah, his father was Tetsuhiko Korea, Japanese-Canadian. His mother was a Scottish-Canadian teacher. All right, anyway, we got all the Paul Korea information.
I'm telling you, that squad was, I love that squad.
Who was their goalie?
I forget. I do forget. They shifted at some point. Because when they got good, they had a goalie, and then I forget who they shifted to. Because I thought when they lost in the cup finals, the goalie was still named MVP when they lost to the Devils. Like, I'm like 99.9% sure, but I forget his name. Like, they lost its finals.
Their goalie wasn't the stiff that we signed for $10 million, was it?
No, he wasn't the one.
I think it was a Russian. I think a goalie was Russian, but
a hockey guy will end up texting me.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I believe. Yeah, I'm. It's like on the tip of my tongue. All right.
John Sebastian Giguere.
Oh, that's who it was.
Yeah,
Giguere.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was Finals MVP, even though his team lost.
Okay.
To the Devils.
All right, let's go, Esma in Philly. What's up, Esma?
Yes. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's Esma.
Esma, yes.
Yeah.
I thought I said Esma, didn't I?
Nah.
All right, maybe. Sorry. I'm sorry if I didn't say it.
Good. So, first time caller.
Thank you.
But I listen all the time, especially when I'm working, and you guys are awesome. But I decided to call in today, and because when I heard about your story with the squirrel situation,
yeah,
it had me cracking up because I don't know if you know this comedian. He's a stand-up comedian. He's pretty well known, but his name is Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. Well, talks about squirrels, too?
So he had this skit about, because his dad is from Sicily.
Yeah.
And very old school. So he had this skit, and it reminded me of it as soon as you brought it up. And it's hilarious, because it's how my family is. I'm also an immigrant, so I understand that type of mentality. But he had a garden, beautiful garden and everything. And he said growing up, they had this issue with squirrels, raccoons, whatever, would go into my father's garden. He would, like, lose his mind.
Oh, he'd shoot him, right?
No. So he's like, he doesn't believe in the whole American, like, oh, let's call a professional company, come and, like, you know, humanely, like, grab them and then release them into the wild so they come back and eat my...
Yeah, he poisoned them, right? Yeah.
So he's like, you know what we're going to do? We had a family meeting. Yeah. And he's like, we're going to make bologna sandwiches. With antifreeze.
That's what it is. Antifreeze.
So that's what they did.
Yeah, I did hear that skit. Yes.
Yeah, he's like, next day he wakes up and he's like, dude, there's like squirrels, birds.
Yeah, it was a death field. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Annihilated.
Yeah.
And my neighbors are coming by asking for their cats. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's an option.
Yeah, I did hear that skit.
But,
You know what? I hear that the reason that somebody, like people of squirrel knowledge, say this has been an extra interesting year for squirrels because it's been so hot and dry, and they are eating more tomatoes to get the moisture.
Oh,
that's why there's been like they're taking prisoner on tomatoes this year,
right?
Because it's too hot and dry, and nobody has water in the yards.
So they're thirsty.
Yeah, all right. That doesn't make me feel any better.
Bad for them.
Yeah.
She's like, oh. They need the tomatoes.
What else, Esma?
Well, yes, I had something crazy happen to me yesterday. Well, I wouldn't say. I mean, I'm a huge Flyers fan.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even know that they had an expedition, a game yesterday, except I heard it on your guys' radio station. And so I was excited. It actually made my day. I was like, you know what? I'm going to finish early, head out, grab my nephew. He hasn't been out in a while.
Uh-huh.
We'll go out and have some wings, whatever, watch the game.
Yeah.
So we watch the game. Everything's great. He's going nuts. I'm enjoying myself. We leave, and there was a group of guys. It was, like, older, probably in their 60s.
Mm-hmm.
They saw me in the parking lot, and one of them, like, he's like, hey, excuse me. So he walks over to me, and my nephew's getting in the car, and he's like, oh, I heard you guys, like, you know, cheering on the Flyers and everything, but you know that's a recorded game, right? I just didn't want you, like, thinking and, like, betting on it. I'm, like, looking at him, like, what? And, he had me think, like, second. I was like, wait, am I crazy? Or I just looked at him. I was like, listen, I'm just taking out my nephew. He hasn't been out in a while. And I got in the car, and I'm driving back home, and I'm like, that was definitely a live game. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah.
But today I'm listening to you guys talking about it, and I'm like, what was that guy like?
Yeah, that guy was off.
I don't understand.
All right, Esma, let me give you a general knowledge question. Are you up for this?
All right, it's
a general knowledge category. What is the name of male bees whose only function is to breed?
Bees, bows? I don't know.
Oh, they're called drones. Good life for the drones.
Well, no, don't they die once they...
Yeah. How about in The Godfather? It was...
Wait, do they die? I thought only the stinger made them die.
I don't know.
Oh, I could be. Maybe I have it mixed up.
Their only function is to breed. They don't do anything else.
Yeah, I thought that they died once they.
In The Godfather, that was the only function of a certain thing in The Godfather. To breed.
Who's that?
No, it was cartoon.
Oh.
I'm not going to erase them, though. I'm going to put them at the stud. That's been on recently on AMC, so I've been watching it again. You know, I came to the conclusion. Now, maybe there's a logical reason for this, but didn't you think when Michael and Enzo the Baker...
Yes, I love Enzo the Baker.
...were standing on the steps, that the goons that came to assassinate the Don at the hospital gave up a little too easily? Only two dudes out front. Now, maybe they were thinking there was an ambush waiting for him inside.
That's what my guess
is. And they turned it off.
Or they weren't prepared for a shootout because he had Enzo, who was super nervous, but stepped up, put his hand in his coat.
Yes.
So I'm assuming that they thought that Enzo was going to pop him.
Yeah, but they had four.
Yeah, but
four guys, four dudes.
But you don't want to sacrifice one. And then by the time, if he fires, there's no way you get close to the Don.
Well, I guess.
Because everything locks down. That's what I always thought it was.
If you're main, listen, by all costs, you got to assassinate the Don. Right. At that point, four jump out of a car can take care of two. That's all I'm thinking.
Yes.
Godfather.
But then I think, I still think they were afraid of not being able to get to the Don once the commotion started, even though they had the cops in their back pocket. So who was going to come to save anybody?
That's what I mean. The little things I pick up,
that's a good point.
Every now and then.
Enzo the Baker. I look for an Enzo the Baker in every movie I watch. A man who goes above and beyond with bravery. Every movie I watch, I look for the MVP. Enzo, to me, is the MVP of the movie by saving the Don.
If there's going to be a trouble, I stay for your father, for your father.
That's a loyal man, Enzo.
I wanted to test you this before the show because I saw this over the weekend, too. The scene. See if you can get it. No records, Artie. What are you going to do, pay taxes?
Oh, yes, in Casino, when they're in Kansas City. And he said, I'm going to start keeping records. Yes, because he's mad about his expenses.
What do you go out there for? I was out there with my grandma. What are you doing out there with your grandma? I'm giving it a skiff. What else? Yes. Final break.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The show back into this. All right, it's 5:45. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. It's General Knowledge Wednesday, and we're coming down the home stretch. Let's go to Jerome in Sicklerville. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good, Jerome.
I heard the Godfather stuff. I love the Godfather 1, 2, and 3. Philly's had a bad weekend. Hopefully they come back this weekend. Can you see them, you know, sort of getting on a roll and getting it together or, you know?
No.
No?
No. Listen, they don't have anything that grabs me. I'm sorry. They have some decent players. They don't have enough to be a viable team that can
do something. You don't think they have enough hitting, Mike?
I do not.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I mean,
I've got three guys that I can count on in that starting eight that's on the field. Harper, Realmuto, Gregorius. Everybody else is a question mark to me.
Is that the one they got from the Yankees?
Yeah, the shortstop.
Yeah, he looks
good. Player,
good.
Very good player.
Yeah.
I can count on him. I can count on Harper. I can count on Realmuto. I don't know if I can count on anybody else. I don't know what Scott Jetpacks is. I don't know what Rhys Hoskins is anymore. Segura looks like he's just playing out of string. McCutcheon's 34 years old now. I don't know what I'm going to get from him. And the center field situation, I think, Haseley's okay. I think he's, you know what I think of him. I think he's an okay player, but not a star.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, they lost.
And their bullpen is horrendous. And there's one starting pitcher, maybe two, that I can count on. So I put it all together. I don't see much in them.
At least we get to watch baseball if everything works out.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that you see a better offensive team than I see, but it still doesn't overcome what they have with their pitching staff.
Nola had a bad outing,
he's okay. You can count on him. You can't count on him.
I heard you say that you didn't think he was the number one starter.
No, I don't think he's an ace, but he's a good two. I think Wheeler has the stuff to be an ace. Other than that, I got nothing. Unless they stick the kid in the rotation, I don't have any reason to hope.
But it's a Philly team. We got to hope, Mike.
I look at it a little differently.
Yeah,
I look at it like, do these guys make a difference? And I go, I don't see it. So I'm sorry.
If they don't do it this year, maybe you can bring in some more people.
They're going to have to.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Man. A general knowledge question?
I'll try one.
All right, this is a birth names quiz. So this is the real name of somebody, and you don't know them as that name in real life. So if I go to you... let's go with, I'll give you an easy one, because I'm in a good mood right now. Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson? You talking about The Rock?
The Rock! Can't see that! I gave you a gift! The Rock! I'll give you a few more here.
All right.
William Jefferson Blythe.
I don't know.
Blythe?
I didn't know this either.
I don't know this one.
That's Bill Clinton.
It is?
Yes.
I was thinking that, but why would he be Blythe?
I don't. It was born William Jefferson Blythe. I don't know where Clinton came in.
You know, William Jeff, his mom, stepdad?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know that. Okay. How about this one? Edson Arantes do Nascimento.
What?
Think soccer. Edson Arantes do Nascimento, it is Pele.
That's Pele. All right.
Let's go one more here. Samuel Langhorn Clemens.
Wait, Samuel Clemens. Wait, I know this one.
You know it.
I'm blanking. I know this one.
Samuel Clemens.
I don't know this one.
That's Mark Twain.
Ah.
Yes.
All right, let's go Robert and Anthony County. Robert, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
How you doing, Pat?
What's up, Rob?
How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. A couple questions, and I'm probably going to hit some sour notes, but I'm a Mets fan.
Uh-huh.
That's probably one. But I was thinking about the pitcher Kelly tonight.
Yeah.
Last night. Mm-hmm. You go on pitch, the one pitch, and it hits him, and you get it over and done with. But now you go two more pitchers. Okay, one bad curve. You threw mm-hmm. the message.
Yeah.
But now enough's enough.
Yeah,
if it was Hopkins, he got hit in the head. You don't know what will happen to one of these guys. Maybe you just want to hit him. But how about if you hit him in the temple and you kill him?
Yeah, I understand that. You shouldn't be throwing at a guy's head. He threw behind Bregman's head.
He struck out
Correa.
You do it for one pitch.
He struck the next guy out.
Then your next game, then the next game you do it again. But you don't do it three batters in a row.
He didn't do it three batters in a row. He struck the next guy out.
Okay.
He threw Bregman, and he struck Correa out. And okay. And the only reason, he taunted Correa, and that's what precipitated it.
Okay. Whatever.
whatever. But, he struck the guy out. He didn't hit him. He didn't throw at him.
Okay.
He was effective enough to strike him out.
I didn't see the game. All I seen were the headlines.
Well, then you got to know the situation, brother.
Okay. And I apologize. But he deserves, first of all, if he gets 8-game suspension, you don't think the Dodgers aren't going to pay for him anyway?
It doesn't matter. They took the guy out 8 games. Dodgers can't pay for him, first of all. And taking it out in a 60-game schedule, you take him out for 8 games for that? When you know that Houston precipitated the whole thing? Come on, you got to give a little leeway there. A little leeway. You got to understand the circumstances. Why guys are mad at that team? You can suspend them, not 8 games.
Everybody, five is kind of the standard when stuff like this happens, and then you appeal to go to 8.
Yeah, come on. What's a Mets fan? What's he care?
So I got the.
What's a Mets fan have to do with Kelly being anti-Kelly?
I think he just felt like complaining.
All right.
I got the Blythe Clinton thing, if you want to know.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
So he died. William Jefferson Blythe Sr. or Jr. died. That was Bill Clinton's father 3 months before he was born.
Oh.
Yeah, he drowned after a car accident.
So then she married a Clinton?
And then she married Roger Clinton.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
4 years later.
Well, that's a very obscure fact I didn't know about. All right, stay tuned because Devon Givens is coming on board on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. The case for 88, the Eric Lindros special, followed by the Flyers and Penguins replay. If you haven't seen it, now it'll be on tape tonight. Our winners today of the gift cards at Nebraska, Darren Johnson, Don Horowitz, and John Shaw. Congratulations to those folks. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.